I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Rajasthan are planning protests throughout the northwestern Indian state because of harassment from the Hindu extremists. Operation Mobilization's Kumar Swamy says a number of states are pursuing anti-conversion legislation and believers need to pray.
To a certain extent, Christian ministry, gospel preaching has been restricted. To a certain extent, our teams, other Christian agencies, organizations are facing frequent attacks, periodical violence is taking place.
Next, it's been 20 years since the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster in Ukraine, but people in the region are still suffering. Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is heading to Belarus with a team on March 31st, where up to 70% of the fallout fell. GAIN will be helping orphanages, schools, hospitals, and more through the local church, which gives the pastor credibility.
Some of these pastors might have a hard time getting into orphanages and getting into the hospitals. When we're coming in with a group of Americans who's bringing in just loads of humanitarian aid, well, now all of a sudden that pastor is seen in a different light.
Opening evangelistic doors and future ministry opportunities. And Book of Hope just launched the African version of Godman in Kampala, Uganda. The event was preceded by several community book distributions. Book of Hope's Carolyn Weber says the response so far has been incredible. Because the kids have engaged with the movie, it's an opportunity for discipleship. The gospel is presented and an invitation is given. So far, she says, 25 to 30% of the kids have given their hearts to Christ at the end of every showing. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.